You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and territorial lands of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hello, it's me, it's Kyla. How's it going? Hope you have all had a good few weeks. I was gone last week because I had an appointment to go to at the same time as the show and it couldn't be moved. So that was kind of a pain, but we're back again this week. We've successfully accomplished going to all those concerts I've been talking about for literal months. And we're heading into midterm season. It's rainy, it's cold today. I'm kind of into it though. Like, I need to like study and like clean my house and stuff. So I feel like if it's kind of gross out, then I'll be like inclined to stay inside. We've got a good show for you today. We're just playing some of the best bops I can find, some songs I've really been jamming to, some songs from those concerts, some songs that I think our guest, who will be here soon, is probably going to love. Alec Christensen from Flashback with Alec Christensen is on today. Yesterday he was gracious enough to let me go on his show. It is Sundays from 3 to 5 bi-weekly. So luckily I got to go on with friend of the show Isia as well. I'm sure you guys all know her because she's here all the time. And we talked about Lana Del Rey and we did The History of Doing Time by Sublime. Like, it's a song Lana Del Rey covered. And also we did a flashback to 1997 as well as listening to the top five. So kind of a call out to the chart show, which is what this is, even though I don't always play the charts. But it's fine. But if you guys want to go listen to that, it is on the website and you should definitely check it out because Flashback is the bomb. But he should be here soon. So while we wait, we're going to start it off with some music. I'm going to go in with Vampire Weekend, who Alec and I both saw. So I'm sure when he's here, we will talk about it extensively. And the song Campus, one of my favorites. So hope you guys enjoy.
Drag my feet along the floor, then I see your eye. The salt sea ocean wind made the sea gulls cry. The rocking of his house had me holding on, but I knew that I was safe from there.
Oh, Christy, you know you can do that.
From September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today.
Lauren, I have always wanted to be on the radio.
Christy, you know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can get a show or help with live broadcasts and interview people at shows around the city and make ads and PSAs that play during the shows.
Wow.
Yeah, just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I will. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And we are back, and our guest has made it. Please welcome to the show, Alec Christensen.
Thank you. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for having me yesterday. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's kind of a classic Monday morning. I'm tired. I slept later than I wanted to a little bit because I don't have anything Monday mornings, but I don't know. It's good. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be, like, doing something, you know?
Yeah. No, I was, like, originally when I, because my show used to be on from 3 to 4 on Mondays, and then I wanted to put it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because that's when I have class.
Yeah.
But none of the time slots fit, so I was like, okay, I guess I could do it Monday morning.
And so you come here and then go home?
Yeah, or I, like, go do whatever I have to go do for the day. And it's kind of nice because then I know I have to get up.
It's a starter, right?
Yeah.
It gets you going.
Because on Fridays, like, I don't have anything on Fridays, and I always go stay in bed till, like, noon. I'm like, oh, I've wasted the day.
Usually I have, like, almost every Monday I have, like, a meeting here at CITR at 1. But that's still kind of a long time to like wallow about in the morning, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Not a lot gets done. No matter how much I tell myself I'm going to do, it doesn't happen.
I'm glad to know that I'm not the only person who does that.
So thank you for getting me out here, getting me
up. Of course. I feel bad he wasn't here to talk about Vampire Weekend. We listened to Campus by Vampire Weekend, but you're here now.
That's my fault for being late.
And I've got some questions about Vampire Weekend, actually.
Like trivia?
No, just like I wanted to know. I was curious.
Oh, okay.
Like, how did you find them? And what are your favorite things about them? What's the story?
That's funny because everyone I talk to who's also a Vampire Weekend fan has been a fan since like what, we're both 20, so like a lot of people our age who like them were fans in like middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really listen to a lot of music in middle school. Like I just didn't know what to listen to, you know, so I kind of just would listen to like whatever was on the radio or whatever my parents played and kind of just be like, oh, this is fun. And it was probably eighth grade I started getting into alt rock, and the song Unbelievers was like their single at the time, and I was like, oh, this is cool, and I added it and then didn't think about them ever again. High school, this actually ties into a lot. Apple Music has Beats One Radio.
Yes.
Ezra Koenig, the singer from Vampire Weekend, has a show called Time Crisis. I had tuned in like one time just because I was like, oh, Beats One seems cool. I tuned in once and it happened to be Time Crisis, not knowing like who Ezra Koenig was or anything. Yeah. I was just like, oh, this is just like a DJ doing a show. And he was comparing like the top five. I think it was from like 1970 something to today. And I was like, oh, that's such a cool premise for a show. So I
watch
made
flashback for that.
Yeah. Well, you'll see where this all comes full circle. I listened to a couple episodes on demand, and there was one he had with Bernie Sanders, because Vampire Weekend went to go play at a Bernie rally.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, I like Bernie. I like this guy. He's got a cool show. He's in Vampire Weekend. I know a couple songs, so I started listening to them, and then quickly realized like his show and his band are two of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went through all the albums, which was easy because there's not very many.
Yeah.
And then kind of just waited around for 2 years until Father of the Bride finally came out.
Because I guess they released Modern Vampires of the City like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
so I was well after that, right? Because I think that episode with Bernie would have been like early 2016 because it was the election he was running. It was the primaries had begun. So it kind of took me a while to get into them. But once I did, I'm in now.
Proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to the concert. We were both fangirling.
We were.
It was good.
It was a lot of fun. They put on a really good show, I think.
Was there any song that you were surprised to hear live or like that you really liked live?
I like
California English.
I like their version of The Sunflower they did where they kind of draw out this 2 minute song into like probably 10 minutes and do this whole metal thing, which they're not like very metal at all.
No.
So that was kind of a fun surprise.
I really liked that they closed with Walcott.
Yep.
Like I listened to it a lot, but then like now I'm like, this is such
a great energy.
Bop.
Yeah. No, I like, I don't know. It's hard for me to pick highlights. I was just like taking it all in. I was happy to be there, you know?
Yeah. That's all I had about Vampire Weekend, but I feel like it was a good discussion. I also played some of Monsters and Men. I played From Finner, which is my favorite song.
Kay.
I also saw them.
You saw so many concerts.
So many concerts.
So many concerts.
I'm concerted out. That's why I'm going to another concert in like 3 weeks.
Who are you seeing?
Brockhampton.
Oh, okay. Oh, that'll be like an energetic one too.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I don't need to like be super into it. I can just like go and like drink and have a good time.
Yeah, I got knocked over when I saw Brockhampton.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, I don't go to like very like rowdy concerts, you know?
No.
Very many, but I was on the ground at one point and I was like, oh, this is scary.
That is scary.
Yeah, their fans are kind of weird though.
Their fans are weird.
A lot of like,
shout out to all my friends who are friends.
Yeah, like no, like I get liking them. Just like, I don't know, the people who paint themselves blue at the concert, I'm kind of
like, it's like too much commitment.
I'm skeptical of them. Let's just say.
I like understand the hype though, because I didn't for like a long, like when Saturation Trilogy came out, I like didn't care. I was like not interested at all. And then I like now I'm like, okay, like I see why people are interested.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I have a bunch of friends who are going, and so they were like, come with us. And I was like, you can't, you know, I can't say no to a good concert.
But it is your one weakness.
It is my one weakness. I like will be so busy and I'll have to go.
Yeah. One more thing about Vampire Weekend
before
we move on.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, before we
in this radio show. It is kind of the reason I got into radio.
Really?
Too. Yeah, because I had a friend doing college radio at a school back in Tacoma.
Yes.
And I'd been listening to Time Crisis and kind of was like, how do I get a radio show? And I saw he had one. I didn't know college radio was a thing. So I reached out and he let me come on. And we like, I helped plan the episode.
That's so
And now
cute.
Here we are, right?
We love CITR. College radio.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. CITR president in the room.
Oh,
in
that's
the building.
Yeah, that is true.
So if you have any college radio needs,
hit me up.
Hit him up. But we will continue. We will move on. We're going to listen to Fine. We saw Fine together during Shindig last year.
Yeah, we did, huh?
So
that was a long time ago.
I didn't really plan that, but it worked out really
well.
That
did work out.
I love this song. It's called Gravity. So please enjoy it because it's real good.
Thank you.
All right. That was Strangers by Wild Slash Kind. It's a good band. You should listen to
that. I like that. That was vibey.
It's vibe. Yesterday, we had a long discussion about the word vibe because Icia, friend of the show.
Friend of the show and vice president of CITR.
CITR. I'm friends with all the high up people.
One day that'll be you.
Yeah, next year, hopefully. Next year. But she was like, oh, I hate the word vibes. And we were like, oh, vibe check. Check
yeah,
vibes.
Like, I don't know. I've started saying, I don't say like, oh, good vibes, man, or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I don't say stupid things like that, but... That was harsh, I guess, but I've been using like the word vibey a lot. Like I watched a movie the other day. I was like, that was like really vibey. And it was, nice. It was like really colorful. It was in like the French countryside. This guy was just on holiday and like everyone he interacted with was like beautiful, you know?
Some things just have like a certain vibe.
Yeah.
And you're like, I understand that vibe and I see how you're embodying said vibe.
Yeah. I think it's useful.
Yeah, I think so. I saw a meme the other day.
I don't even know. Oh, yeah,
I'll go ahead. No. I saw a meme the other day, and it was like, sorry, professor, I didn't do the assignment because I simply did not vibe with it.
And I saw one, I think, yesterday on Twitter. It was just like, Jesus vibed for our sins. I was like, okay.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm in on the whole, like, and I think the vibe check meme is hilarious.
It's pretty funny, vibe check.
Yeah. I don't even know if we had this discussion on the show or like off air yesterday, but I think it's funny how much Icia doesn't like the word vibe. Like it's quite like upsetting, you know?
Like how she really hates it?
Like, yeah, her reaction was kind of not visceral, but you know what I mean? Like you could like feel a shift in the room. She would kind of give you like the side eye.
I wonder why. It's because she knows she's a vibe and she doesn't want people to say she's a vibe.
Yeah. Hopefully. You've had her on, like, quite a bit, right?
All the time.
She's, like, filled in for you.
Hasn't she? Yeah, I think once or twice, yeah. She's, like, a good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Because it used to be Aiko was here with me every week.
Okay.
And then so Icia would just, like, pop in and say hi.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, I was doing it was just me. And she, like, came in and was trying to, like, renew her, like, Dutch passport. And she came in and was, like, I'm, like, talking on air. And she's, like, showing me things, like, freaking out. I'm, like, Icia's here. But, yeah, good friend of the show.
She's wonderful.
She is wonderful.
Top five people.
Just in general.
Yeah.
So a segment we always do.
Oh.
On the show.
Yeah, I don't really know much about your show.
Because there's not really
like, it's the charts, but do you...
There's no rhyme or reason.
Is it a countdown at all, or is it just kind of, like, playing, like, the charting?
Usually I, when there's a fresh charts, I just count down from 30, and I pick, like, my favorite songs.
Okay.
I listen to the charts, and then I pick
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I kind of just play my own songs, and then I'm like, these should chart. But there's, like, a vibe that I get from the chart, and then it's kind of, like...
It's quite easy to get on the charts here, because everyone's playing so many different things, where... I was talking about this on my show the other day, because our friend that you played earlier, Sarah, is charting, and I was like...
Oh, no, I'm playing her next.
Oh, we haven't played her yet.
We haven't played her yet. Shout out to Sarah.
Shout out to Sarah. But I was just, like, saying, Sarah, you only need to get, like, X many hosts to play your song, because everyone's playing so many different things.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't take many to get...
No, exactly, yeah.
And she's at number 10 right now.
Yeah, it's crazy because actually, like, when you listen to the charts in, like, full, not just, like, oh, I think I know them, but, like, you listen to them all, there is some crazy variation in, like, the kinds of music. Like, sometimes I'll hear songs, and, like, no offense, not calling anyone out, but I'm like, who is playing this on the radio?
Like, it is kind of weird, like some of the more, like, experimental songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think one time I had a song that was, like, it sounded like Gregorian chanting, but it was, like, from an Indonesian group.
Oh, cool.
And I was kind of curious, like, it was cool. It was
what
was very...
What vibe did this
Yeah, it
into?
Was quite, like, dark, actually, because like, you know how, like it was just very low singing and stuff, you know? But I was kind of curious, like, who played this? But I don't know. We have so many different shows. Like, there could be a show that's, like, dedicated to music like that I just haven't...
Come across. Yeah.
As president.
You should know what every
show
is about.
I really should, yeah.
You don't even know what my show is about.
But I know you.
It's true. But anyway, we have a segment.
The segment, yeah, back
to this. Not really. It's not really a segment. I just, like, go through the concerts each week and then comment on them.
Okay.
Like, what there is in case you ever want to go.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, I actually don't know any of these bands, but that's okay. We're going to go through anyway. On Monday, so today, if you are feeling concert ready... OCs and Prettiest Eyes is at the Rickshaw Theater. Ride is at Venue. Klaus Johann Grobe is at the Fox Cabaret. I have no idea, but I'm down.
Sounds fun.
Birds of Bellwoods is at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center. So well, that's here. I know tomorrow Bastille and Joywave are coming to
the Thunderbird Stadium.
Pup is playing at the Vogue Theater, who we've played on the show before.
Okay.
So shout out. Bleached and Necking is playing at the Biltmore.
Oh, we know Necking.
We know Necking.
Love them.
This is honestly, I do this segment for the people, but really it's for me. I'm like, who should I go? Like... Yeah. Starcrawler, which I don't know, but that's a great name, is playing at Fortune on Tuesday. Only a Visitor is playing at Redgate, who we've also played on the show, and they chart often. So shout out to them.
Yep.
Redgate is like, everyone at CITR loves going to Redgate, right?
That's you will find, yeah, if you go on to Redgate any given weekend, you'll find at least one person
that's funny.
From CITR.
That's iconic. Hit us up. On Wednesday, Marina from like Marina and the Diamonds is playing at the Orpheum.
Is she like rolling solo though?
Yeah, I think she's like changed her vibe now. Like, I think the band was always just her. But
yeah,
like,
that's what I thought. That's why I'm confused.
But now it's just Marina. Yeah.
Okay.
But her last name is like Diamandis.
Yeah.
Because she's Greek.
I kind of like
Marina and the Diamonds. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
You know, she did IB in high school. Yeah.
That's oddly specific.
I know. I did IB, so I'm like, when I see, it's like celebrities that share your name, you know?
Yeah.
Which I don't think you and I have very many.
You've got Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, he kind of sucks though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like kind of the similar, like, oh, she did IB and she's doing cool things.
Yeah, it's like, I can do cool things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be a world touring musician.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Claro is playing at the Harbor Events Center.
Cool.
I know a couple people going to that.
You're playing Claro?
Tonight. One of the last songs is Wallows, feat Claro.
I've only heard, what's her biggest song? Is it
Pretty
Bags?
Pretty Girl or Bags?
I've heard Bags. Maybe. That's the only one I've heard. Gum.
This one's really good.
Okay.
The lead singer of Wallows is the kid from 13 Reasons Why, like the guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's really good. And I'm like, you should stick to that and not do the whole 13 Reasons Why.
Kind of problematic
thing.
Show.
Yeah. But shout out to Claro. Pup is playing at the Vogue again. Nikki Lane is playing at Wise Hall. On Thursday, Nick Cave is playing at Massey Theater.
Oh, cool. They just released a new album.
Hobo Johnson is playing at the Vogue Theater.
Do you listen to Hobo Johnson?
I've listened to Peach Scone more times than I care to admit.
It's weird.
But like sometimes I'm like, yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
it's almost more and like it's really not like my it's not my vibe. But I'd almost classify him more as like poetry and music are related, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Like his is very much like spoken word poetry set to music.
Yeah.
But it's just like so like sad boy. Like
it is. It's like it's too sad boy. Too sad.
Yeah.
But some of them I'm like, okay, I get it.
Maybe
like,
I should give him another chance. Maybe I'm
well,
too harsh on Hobo Johnson.
If you
want to
go see him Thursday at the Vogue, we've got Yoke Lore at the Imperial, Trash Can Sinatra's at the Biltmore. Who else do we got? On Friday, oh my goodness, on Friday the Jonas Brothers are here.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's fun that they're back.
At Rogers Arena.
I think that's a lot of fun that they're doing things again.
I think so too. I mean, I thought I was going to marry Nick Jonas when I was like 10.
Oh, it is too late. They're all married now, right?
Yeah. But so I'm kind of glad that like now I can also want to marry Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
Even though, yeah, he's married to Priyanka Chopra now.
Yeah.
And then Joe Jonas married Sophie Turner.
From
Game
of Thrones.
And they're like cute.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin's been married forever.
Yeah, he has, like, kids.
Do you remember the reality show?
Yes.
Married to Jonas?
Yes.
Who cares? What a silly, like premise for a show.
Especially because Kevin's the one no one cares about.
Yeah. I mean, that's your opinion. That's not CITR.
Oh, my gosh. who else? Loud Luxury is playing at Celebrities. 5440 is playing at the Commodore. We got to start going through these. Steve Hackett is playing at the Vogue. Now let's go to Saturday. What's happening on Saturday? Banners is playing at Venue. I've seen Banners, pretty good. 5440 is playing at the Commodore again? Question mark. Eagles and Butterflies are playing at the Mia Nightclub. The Vancouver Symphony Orchestra is playing at the Orpheum, which I always talk about because I care about it immensely. But,
The orchestra?
Yeah, the orchestra.
You were talking about classical music yesterday on my show.
Yeah, I feel like you gotta support it. I'm always like, go see the Vancouver Symphony
Orchestra. Is it something that you will just throw on? Or is it like something to like do things to? Is it like a study thing?
Listen to classical music when I study, but I used to be an opera singer, so I used to go to a lot of operas.
Okay.
So I feel like I do enjoy it, but I don't listen to it in my daily life.
That's fair. I bought, because like they had a back to school sale, mm-hmm. I bought one of those Amazon Echoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now I'll just kind of be like, because I never want to just say like, hey, play Apple Music or whatever, because then it's just random things that are in my library that I don't want to hear. So sometimes I'll like have her play jazz or play jazz.
Her. Alexa.
But then I see I got me on like a weird, like, because I see I always listens to Miles Davis
mm-hmm.
when she's studying, and I was kind of like, I should try this, and I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah.
You're in.
Not classical, Miles obviously. We know genre, but.
Yeah. Well.
Was that it?
Was
that our week?
That was our week. There's a lot. There's some going on next week, too, but, like, we're not there yet, so.
Not yet.
We'll talk about that next week. But we've been talking for too long. We got to play some music. Now it's Alex friend Sarah Carboni, right?
Shout out to Sarah Carboni.
Serial song. I listened to the song last night, and it's very beautiful.
Really quick, can I plug?
Yeah.
Sarah also hosts a show Thursdays at 4 p.m. Feeling Sounds on CITR.
Listen to it. All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
So I'll go home and I'll hang out in my room like before. I won't know. Well, it's been a year.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Independent pop duo Mating Rituals will be bringing their dance rock sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on October 18th with On and Glass Forest. Get your tickets now at mrgconcerts.com or Red Cat Records.
Hello again. What you just heard was So Sad, So Sad by Varsity. They're from Chicago.
Oh,
which
cool.
Is fun. I was excited. I was planning the show yesterday, and I was with Will, and he's from Chicago.
So has he been on the show?
No.
Oh, you should have him on.
I know, but he has a class.
Ah.
If he's listening, I will.
Listening in class.
I'll give you all a sneak peek. I asked nicely. Maybe, because he was like, you should do a spooky episode for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll do a spooky episode if you come on. So we might have a spooky
episode.
That'd
be fun.
I thought so. And play, like, spooky songs. Like, play Monster Mash.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad. I think this has happened to me 2 years in a row now where my show is biweekly, right? So sometimes
yeah.
I just miss things, right? Like,
yeah.
Events. So I think I have, my next episode's October 20th, the day before the election. So it's going to be, like, in a, like, a politics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kind version of a political special. But then 2 weeks later is, like, well after Halloween.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, am I going to bother with anything spooky this year?
Yeah, mine's, I think it's on, like, the 26th or 28th or something
okay.
like that. So it's, like, close
yeah,
enough
yeah.
that I think you could get away with it.
You could, like, argue that all of October is, like, a
yeah,
spooky month.
Yeah, you could. So maybe you should just play some spooky songs while you're
politics are kind of spooky.
They are. As a politics major,
yeah.
I would agree. But we are basically out of time, so we got to go. But thank you so much for coming on the show,
Thank
Alec.
You. Thank you.
Thanks for just chatting with me.
Yes, it's been fun.
It's harder to do when no one's with me and I'm just talking to myself.
I have not put myself in that situation yet.
It's terrible.
Never come alone.
It's pretty awful, but...
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Our last song is Are You Bored Yet? By The Wallows Feet Claro. I've basically been listening to this song on repeat for 2 weeks, so please enjoy, have a good week, be kind to one another. Bye.
Peace.